Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Listen, listeners, we are going to take your calls. We're going to talk Democratic debates in just a few minutes. But the Women's World Cup quarterfinals between Teams USA and France literally just started. So we want to talk about that for a couple of minutes. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer is joining us now via Skype to talk about the game and about our iconic women's team. Shira, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
I don't want to give a spoiler here, but the U.S. is already up 1-0 on France.
Didn't the game just start like five minutes ago?
It did just start. Kick by Megan Rapinoe.
Awesome.
With the U.S. ahead.
Awesome. Good start. So that helps answer the question, Shira, how do the two teams compare? What will the team have to expect?
I was going to say, before the Rapinoe goal, I would have said, you know, these are two very closely matched teams. And I actually think they are two very closely matched teams. And I think it will come down. I think France is going to score at some point during this game, and it may come down to extra time. But I think the thing that the U.S. has in its favor particularly is, as the players have said, they've got the best team in the world and the second best team in the world. They are absolutely loaded. And a little weather report for Paris, it's 86 degrees there now. It's about 9 o'clock at night. So it has been a very hot day into a very hot evening. And being that deep, the U.S. being that deep may come into play as the game goes on.
Yeah, actually, let's talk about that weather for just a second, Shira, because I believe it's been the hottest day on record in France. Is that going to affect the teams and the game? Is it dangerous for them?
I don't think it's dangerous for them. These are obviously elite level athletes who know what to do with regard to hydration. And, you know, they have played in heat before, that, you know, they play in all conditions here. But I do think it's going to create perhaps some fatigue. You may see some players cramping at, you know, later stages of the game. And you may see more substitutions by both coaches as the game goes on, particularly in the second half.
Okay, so Shira, Megan Rapinoe scored that first goal. She has certainly been in the news this week after President Trump turned his ire on her via Twitter. This happened after Soccer Magazine 8x8 posted a video of her saying this.
Are you excited about going to the White House?
I'm not going to the White House. No, I'm not going to the White House. That's, okay. We're not going to be invited.
You're not going to be invited?
I doubt it.
So we know how she feels. The president responded on Twitter by saying the team's going to be invited, win or lose. But, and this is a quote from him, Megan should win first before she talks. So what do we make of this exchange? Is it surprising to see women's soccer here, or is this just something that's sort of become the norm in sports now?
First of all, not surprising. I got to say, love Megan Rapinoe's candor. You know, she will say what she's thinking, and she is, you know, not afraid to say what she's thinking. And no surprise that President Trump would respond the way he has. It gets under his skin. And just newsflash for President Trump, she has won. So, you know, maybe not this tournament, but, you know, last World Cup. So, you know, the U.S. is defending champion. Back off.
All right. So let's stay with her. Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so that's part of it. And this has become absolutely part of the norm that, you know, when President Trump feels he's disrespected, particularly by athletes, you know, this, you know, he lashes out, he, you know, calls them disrespectful, and then he, you know, tries to angle a way to kind of take the spotlight away from, you know, particular athletes. And instead, the effect is he puts more spotlight on them and on the teams they play for.
Well, and controversy is kind of the norm for Rapinoe as well, right? Wasn't she the first white athlete to take a knee along in solidarity with NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick during national anthems?
Yeah, yes, controversy. I don't know if you call it controversy, but she is someone who stands up very clearly for what she believes in. She is an openly gay athlete, and she feels very strongly that the Trump administration in particular has not, you know, has done a disservice to the, you know, LGBTQ community. And she is standing up for that. She is speaking out on behalf of other openly gay athletes. And, you know, this is part of who she is. And she is not afraid to say what she thinks and to put it out there and to quite frankly, to take on the president.
All right. Well, so a social justice focus in her, all of her activities, it sounds like. Let's bring you back to the game for just a second. I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's going to win and what's your score prediction?
Well, seeing that the U.S. is already up 1-0, I'm going to predict, though, a couple of goals, a few more goals. So let's go with 3-2 USA, and I'm going to say it comes down to some extra time.
All right, we'll take it. That's WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.